have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True too.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems. God slaughtered them all. The harder I bow. Fighting like a scary cat. With a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall. I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be fan of a Judas. Come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving the son of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond Fence is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children on everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still alive, but you lost, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, you need it. Stay friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man's mind, I'm pleading for Christ. The rest of the Christ may need it. A bird, I'm a child, and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm in the pen, I'm a left with a teeter. That's why I'm out with loyalty. I'm receiving for Colorado, I'm still receiving. Never stops, and I know I keep reaching. Once I swap, I never will be this. Move the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff. The game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to media, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music. Principal purpose, I'm mustn't they use it. Bruiser to prove it, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time, define our bad it hurts. Conduct with metal touch.
Everything they do is in-house.
Bring it together for betterment. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children. Graduate old school veterans. Take over the nation and Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the beyond is.
Woke up this morning, I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I'm blast. I do this for real, pretenders is tragic. Judas is a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears, and I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The labels say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Well,
Welcome to another beautiful Sunday right here on Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we thank you. That's right. Beautiful family we have, and we are very grateful. It's been a blessed week. Man, I'm just been going and going and going. Shout out to all the artists on Beyond the Fence. Y'all got me lit. Y'all got me crunk. Y'all got me hype. I'm so grateful for the family. We got artists coming out. 2022 is about to be what we would call phenomenal. So with that being said, I'm about to keep on because we got a lot going for you tonight. For real, it's going down tonight. Can I get a drum roll? The coach, Jake Samuels, are you in the building?
Samuels is in the building. Thank you. And I'm smiling, Coach David. I am smiling. Shout out to the Elation family and the BBF family and to all the listeners tonight. Y'all are in for a treat. But how's your week been, David?
It's been very challenging, yet productive.
Great.
It's great, been challenging.
Yeah.
And I say that because, you know, at the end of the day, I always tell people to smile because no matter what you go through, you have so much to be grateful for. And, you know, by me being behind the fence for so long, for 13 years, it's like I'm home, I'm out, and I know what the worst could look like for me.
Yeah.
So I've seen the worst of this part. So just knowing that I'm still grateful. You know, I still have my spiritual freedom. I can dictate and dictate and control the narrative because I know I'm guided. I'm guided by a power that's so infinite and powerful that implanted so many gifts and seeds inside me. So just because I'm thankful to God, you know what I'm saying, I could just walk out my purpose and really just walk in it and be blessed. And then I know I'm blessed, so I can be a blessing to others. So I can't complain, so I smile. Mm-hmm. What about you, Coach Shay? How your week been?
It's been challenging. You know, I've been giving you a little bit of headache and part of that, you know, trying to make you smile, make you frown, all of that good stuff. But it's been a really, really good week. Challenging week as well, but we always endure. We always grow. And what I love is we can get on this show and really be transparent. There's a lot of shows that I listen to and everybody is kind of made up, you know, put together. They never want you to see the other side of life. And the fact that we can get on this show and lay it all down, we're just real people talking to real people. We're not afraid to say we had a challenging week. We're just not afraid to say, you know what? Yes, we had a challenging week, but we are still smiling. And because of it, we hope that you guys are blessed from it. You know, just let your hair down and be real sometimes and just say, you don't always have to say, well, you know, Coach David, how you see somebody and you say, how are you? And they say, oh, you know, blessed and highly favored. And they don't have food on the table. They don't have money to pay their bills, and they don't have, you know, a vehicle to get them to work, but they're blessed and highly favored. And I know that some people do it because they know that God will take care of their needs. But the reality of it is in that place, you're not good. And it's okay to say, I'm just not good, because I think there's where your help comes from. So I just wanted to share that. That was on my heart to share with somebody tonight. So I hope that blessed you.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest. Like, I hear people, like, it's a lot of people who like to borrow from me. Like, they borrow, beg, and I'm tired on my messenger. Some of these guys, some of these rappers, and they be talking about how they just struck a deal. You know, they was like, man, I just got a deal. And I'm like, wow, but man, you just asked me for some money for you and your wife. And me and his brother ain't even friends like that. He know me
right.
through somebody
right.
And just tells me more than two or three times for some money. And then you say I'm blessed and highly favored when it looked like you cursed and lowly hated.
It's the truth. It's the truth. It is the truth. It's the truth.
I'm like, bro, it looked like I'm blessed and highly favored because you're asking me.
Yes.
So, you know, it's we got to be real. And when you come to a reality, see, that's the thing about being real. Reality has real limits. So when you look at,
yeah.
when you come to a reality, then this is when you can really open your eyes and move forward with life and be productive in what you want to be and desire to become.
Yeah.
So with that being said, Coach, I'm going to read this book. I'm going to read James 1, 22 through 25. And I repeat, James 1, 22 through 25. And it read like this. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner man he was. In the NIV version, because I read it so much, it said, be doers of the word. No, say be hearers of the word. I mean, don't just be doers of the word. I mean, hearers of the word, but be doers. That's what the NIV say. Don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. For if a man is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man that looks himself in the mirror. When he walk away, he forget what he looks like. That's what the NIV is. I know it. I can quote it because I read the NIV. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, when it say don't just be a reader or a hearer, but be a doer. Because when we have to understand, like, it's more to it than quoting the scripture.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people who love to quote the scripture and they feel it so that's it. Yeah, it is okay to quote the scripture, but they'll reference that because when Satan took Jesus on that mountaintop and started challenging him, and Jesus was using scripture, and Satan was using scripture, well, you have to understand, when Jesus used scripture, he acted upon his scripture. He acted upon the scripture. He put action. So let's talk about a scripture to say, everybody know John 3:16. We love John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Watch this. He didn't say, I just love the world and that's it. No. He gave his only begotten son. Gave is the action word. Gave is the verb. So he didn't just say, I love you and leave you to wonder. He said, I'm going to prove how much I love you, so I'm going to give my only begotten son. See? So he put it into action. So when we read, we got to be more than just Bible thumpers, quoting scripture. I can tell you what it looked like. I can tell you what it means. We do good with our mouth. We do too much lip service. We in church. We got the chat right. We got the pray right. We got the enthusiasm. But when you go outside that door, your real life that you got to face with them bills and them children and your boyfriend and your girlfriend and your husband and wife or your fiance or shall I say your finances, that real life hit you and you don't know how to deal with it. Why? Because now you ain't using the scripture anymore. You're not walking out the scripture. You're not actually taking the instructions and applying and applying these instructions to your life. Our problem is, I'm telling you, I used to hate this. I see this a lot, and I'm telling you, I do not like it. I despise it. Let's say you have two people who don't really get along, right? And let the pastor say something that one of them agree with. You hear that one say, amen, 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 but it's directed towards that person. But then the pastor say something else. That other person who got offended going to say, amen. They're going to make sure that person heard it. So they just getting the word and taking it to destroy another person. A lot of times we use the word to destroy one another instead of building each other up. But then at the same time, we use the Bible, we quote the scripture to really ridicule someone without walking it out ourselves, which is definitely an oxymoron in your own life. So the Bible saying, don't just be a reader. You have to apply it. The Bible is for us individually. It ain't for us to cast out demons on other people all the time. That's how we think about is fighting another person, that they got a demonic spirit in them. We think about we fighting the devil, the demons. God did not give the devil that much credit. He didn't even give him the root of sin. He didn't even give the devil the credit for the root of sin. The root, the beginning, right? That's where it started from. He didn't even give the devil the credit. So why do we feel we have to take scripture and fight one another with scripture, not understanding that the scripture is not for everybody else. It's for you. It's for you to grow. It's for you to have that bread. Eat it. That's why you'll become the bread of life. You'll become one with the God that you say you serve. You'll become one. You know, we had a saying, you are what you eat. So once you eat the word, you will become the word. That's what y'all understand about God. Jesus gives you it's an example in the Gospel of John. It's an example to say, like, yo, the word was with God, the word is God, but then guess what? The word became flesh. When you read the word of God and you eat it and it become who you are, you'll become, the word become flesh. You will be that word. The word will become flesh through you. This is just an example. Only thing we got to do is follow the example. He became human through spirit. Guess what? We're human. But we have a spirit, and guess what? We can make proper decisions based on the spirit within because of this word. But we'd rather use it against one another instead of realizing it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's growing in the faith. That's why it's a church on every corner. But it's in the most poorest communities. How? And you blessed and highly favored. How? That would never make sense to me. It would never make sense to me. Listen, the inner city is supposed to be very prosperous with all these churches. Coach Shay?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you were speaking, and, you know, sometimes I get kind of, like, caught up in it. I get caught up in it. But I wanted to read James out of the Amplified version. It says, but prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourself by, and it says, by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth. For anyone who
For anyone only listens to the word without obeying it. He is like a man who looks very carefully at his natural face in the mirror, which is what your version said. For once, he has looked at himself and gone away, and he immediately forgets what he looks like. And when I read that, Coach David, I was thinking about how we all forget that we have a past. Somehow we start going to church and we automatically forget that God had to deliver us out of something.
Yes.
Yet we are so quick to point the finger at someone who is in the position that we possibly were in at some point, missing the fact that that may be the person that God wants you to minister to.
Yes.
I feel like at times when we connect ourselves to the body or we connect ourselves to a church, you know, they always say the church is the hospital. People come. I got this revelation last week, Coach David, I shared it with you. But the church is a hospital where people who are broken come. And if you are so fixed, then the church is not where you belong. Like, nobody goes into the hospital unless they're sick. Right? You don't go just to visit. You don't go to visit. You're not going to go because guess what? They're going to charge you. You're not going to go in and say, well, you know what? I feel good today. I'm just here because. So broken people go in the church. And for anybody to actually sit there beside a broken person and look down, not realizing that this is an opportunity because you see something in this person. I go back to the part where it says, for anyone who listens to the word without obeying it, it's like a man who looks very carefully at his natural face in the mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he immediately forgets what he looked like. But he who looks carefully into the perfect law, the law of liberty and faithfulness, abides by it, not having becoming a careless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys. What that means to me is once you remember that you also have a past, and then you remember that God's word only asks us to go out and make disciples and to be servants. I believe that you'll never look at yourself and forget who you are again. Coach David, that's what I have to say about that.
Absolutely, and I agree. If you think about it, a few years ago, we kind of had this same, like a similar topic. And we brought up the fact that we come back to Jesus, and Jesus said, I come to heal those who are sick, not the ones who think they're already well. See, I come for the sick. I come for the sick. I come for those who think they're already well. So it's back to what you were saying. If you already well, man, you don't got to come. You're coming for it.
Right.
It's your purpose. Like, we come and we go to church and we expecting, okay, I said this before, I'm going to say it again. I said it a few years ago. The hospital, right? We never go in a hospital. I'm going to say me. I don't go in a hospital and be shocked when I see somebody in a wheelchair.
Come on, baby.
You know what that fool doing with IVs in him?
Come on, Coach David.
What is this idiot doing on some crutches? Is
Wow.
Why? Because we know that they're there for a reason.
Come on. Wow.
So why do we come in the church and we shocked if somebody is a liar? We shocked that man is a drug addict. We shocked that this person is a whoremonger. We're shocked. Why are we so shocked? Ain't this where they supposed to be?
Come on.
If you feel you a nurse, watch this now, because it's for all the spiritual people. If you a nurse, a CNA, a doctor, a cardiologist, a psychologist, whatever part you play in a hospital, even a custodian, you're supposed to be there to be a help to those people, not kick them out of the hospital.
Yeah.
You are in the hospital to be an asset to those who need healing. But we make people come in there and we like shocked. He lied too much for me. Mm-hmm. She can't cook. And her breath stinks. I'm tired of her breath and her cooking. Why are we talking so bad about people? As if we didn't need special attention ourselves. Like, that's the only thing that frustrates me. It's really frustrating because we walk around like we haven't, like, we still don't got flaws. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, are you serious? Nobody likes you now. And you're like supposed to be the most holiest person on the planet, but nobody likes you.
Yeah.
That's the Lord. Man, nobody don't like you because don't nobody see the Lord. They see a person pointing fingers, acting like they all that. And guess what? The Bible clearly says those type of people will not make it in. Lord, Lord, didn't I cast out demons in your name? Lord, Lord, didn't I get away from me? I never knew you. Why? Because you was doing weak things. You was reading the word. You was quoting the word. But you weren't really walking in it. You was doing, you acting, you ain't nothing but a today's a Pharisee. You a today's Pharisee. Let me tell you why. Because they had the law. See, the Pharisees, they had the law. And when Jesus came, they was trying to put the law on him. You know what they were doing? They was quoting scripture. They quoted so much scripture, they said, man, this man is God. This is blasphemy. Even the disciples who he had picked felt something ain't right. Because, man, listen, the thing supposed to come, like, that's why when Peter chopped off the guard ear. Because, see, in their mind, it was like David, Solomon, all the kings from the past and the patriarchs. Look, we're going to overthrow the government. Man, the king going to take the throne. Jesus talking about a whole nother throne. Peter thought it was time. It's war time. Chopped off the ear. Jesus picked up the ear, put the ear back on. Peter, you out of pocket. Be a doer, brother. Be a doer. You just reading. That's what we have to start doing. Allowing that word to manifest through your life. People shouldn't be frustrated with you for being talking about you love the Lord. Like, people shouldn't be that frustrated with you, though. Like, for real. At some point in time, you got to show some empathy. You got to show some empathy. Understanding that you have to grow. Like, where are we getting this thing from as if, like, I'm tired of people talking about, they don't got enough Jesus for this. They don't got to. What are you talking about? Who are you? Who knew you? The Bible say the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Do you believe it? How much do you believe it? How much do you believe it? I know we got a couple of minutes, Coach Shay. Do you want to say have something to say before we go to our break?
Yes, I do. I was just thinking as you were talking about what you just said, really just about our past. You know, a lot of what we experience comes from our past. And we were talking about it today where a lot of our past comes from the brokenness of people who broke us but never knew that they were also hurt and they were victimized. And so hurt just continues to breed hurt. And when you're not being a doer of the word, just a hearer, you're not really doing the body a service. And I'm not talking physically and naturally. You're not doing your body a service. You're doing your body a disservice, and you're doing the body a disservice. I'll share more scripture when we come back from the break, Coach David. But I do want to encourage people to identify with that because we're saying the same thing as far as the past is concerned. You also had a past. And the people who hurt you or the people who broke you, they had a past. And we continue this victimized mentality, especially in the church, which is why we have a number of people saying now that their church hurts. So I just want to leave everyone with that. And the scripture that I'm going to reference when we come back from the music break is going to pick up where I just left off.
With that being said, where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music
at? Where the music at? We need some music. We need some music. We could sing Coach David. We could sing Coach David.
I got a song. You are. Hey.
The reason I feel for you.
When we started out, everybody had their doubts. You and me against the world, but through it all, you're still my girl. You said if I fell down, that you would help me hold my ground. And that's why you're my queen, wouldn't trade you for in me. You can put your trust, no other man's gonna lay it down like this. Gotta let you know that I believe in us. You changed me from the man that I never thought we'd make it this far. Plus you never lied to me and never came at me too aggressively. You let me know that you're not my enemy. Help me become the man that I need to be. In me you can put your trust, no other man's gonna lay it down like this. And let you know that I believe. You changed me from the man that I once was.
Down me, baby. Whoa, 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 whoa. Welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Yeah. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Chase Samuels, and I'm in the building. I'm with your main man, your host, Coach David Benton, and he's in the building as well. If you're just tuning in, tonight's topic, we are talking about not only being a hearer of the word, but being a doer. If you just tuned in and you heard those two songs, the first song is from our Beyond the Fence artist and DJ G Will, G Weezy is what I call him. That song is entitled April Love. And the second song entitled Can We Unite by Shay Samuels featuring the one and only David Benton. Can we unite the world? I believe we can, one person at a time. But let me go ahead and get into these sponsors. The first sponsor, we always want to give a great big shout out to Paula G. Boyce, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Listen, if you need a commercial for any of your business needs, if you are a program director, a music director, if you are any type of director at a radio station and you want to just kind of upgrade all of your voiceovers, reach out to Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. For a lot of you who are listening, you may be business owners and you need a commercial for your business. You need a voiceover that is going to give you the quality work that your business deserves. Reach into Paula G. Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Oh, I love it. You switch it up on me. But let's talk business consulting strategy and coaching group LLC, the Beyond the Fence Expansion Company. Listen, we are taking the business world by storm. Look, a lot of people are calling it the marketplace now, David, so we're going to say taking the marketplace by storm. If you have a new business or an existing business, if you're looking for workshops or seminars, if you're looking for someone to come in and talk to your team just to motivate, let's talk business. We have a 100% success rate, and I guarantee that you guys are going to love what you hear. We have businesses thriving all over the world. So if you are looking to do something different for 2022, let's talk business. You can reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, on Instagram at LTB Consulting, and also on YouTube at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, where you will see all of our fabulous workshops that we have done over the last 2 years, and I guarantee you that you're going to want one for yourself. But I always say this, I would be remiss if we did not talk about our youth program, and nobody does it better than Coach David. So Coach David, tell the people about the youth program.
Yes, if you have youth that want to be entrepreneurs, or the youth that you feel that is troubled, bring them to us, because what we do, we help elevate what's already have been implanted in them. The things to send them, we help them see the bigger picture. And only thing we do is just give them tools and guidance to what they already, the gifts inside. We help them to become a better version of who they really already are. They awesome. We just don't know it. We just bring out what's in them and make them more awesome. So if you want your kids to really, like, grow, develop, and be the great what they already have, let us be the ones to help them execute that vision. And that's what we do.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Again, if you are looking to get your child registered or your youth registered, or even if you're looking for family coaching, reach into us again at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. And again, I said last but not least, but I cannot forget our DJ, G Will. G Weezy is what I call him. If you're looking for a DJ to do any of your events, whether it be local, another state, or even virtual, make sure you reach into G Will at beyondthefence.org. That's BeyondTheFence.org. Make sure you reach into him and let him know that his team sent him, because we got his back. All right, Coach David, we're going to go ahead and go back into this amazing topic. But tonight we are talking about being hearers of the word and not being hearers of the word, being doers of the word and not just hearers. I do apologize every Sunday, guys, after service. My voice is going to go out, so you guys have to bear with me. Coach David, you may have to take it in just a little bit, but I do want to talk just a little bit about the importance of being a doer of the word. Fortunate, but it's like going to the hospital. We talked about it, but going to your doctor, and your doctor gives you a treatment plan, and they tell you that in order for you to get over a certain sickness, you have to take a certain medication, or you have to start exercising a certain way, or you have to get more sleep. You have to drink more water. There's a treatment plan that they give you in order to make you better. And if you don't listen or adhere to that treatment plan, guess what's going to happen, Coach David? You're not going to get any better. You're not going to get any better.
That's right.
And so scripturally, when we're reminded to not just be a hearer, like when you're sitting in your doctor's office, you clearly hear what your doctor's saying. Your doctor could be telling you, listen, your life depends on it. Your doctor could be telling you, listen, if you don't do this, you're not going to lose the weight. If you don't do this, your heart's not going to get any better. Your foot's not going to get any better. Whatever you went in there for, even if it's a cold, your cold is not going to get any better. You can hear the doctor say this all day, but David, Coach David just said it. If you don't execute and implement what you've heard, it's no good to anybody. Here's what I noticed, Coach David, that after people hear what the doctor had to say, guess what they do?
What's that?
They go out and they share the news. They want to call their friends and say, girl, I just left the doctor and the doctor told me that I got gangrene in my foot. I just left the doctor and they diagnosed me with diabetes. I just called the doctor and the doctor told me that I need to have heart surgery. But they don't say what the doctor said to make them better. Oh, they said that I had to take all this medication. So that means you heard what the doctor said. And if I were that friend, I would say, well, are you? I would say, well, are you going to do what the doctor told you to do? Go ahead, Coach David.
Yes, that's true. And I'm going to say on another note, like a lot of us, you know, people come into the church where it is the hospital spiritually, and a lot of us diagnose before, you know, we prescribe before we diagnose.
Mm-hmm.
We go ahead and prescribe before we even diagnose. So how would you tell somebody what medication they need if you don't even know their need?
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. think you know. So guess what?
Yeah.
If a person had a heart attack and you give them a cast to go on their leg, it might be a platinum cast, might be the best cast ever created, a brand new cast, a new invention of a cast. And you sitting up there giving them this platinum cast to go on their leg, yet they still have a heart attack and die. Well, you may think just because they walk with a limp,
yes,
that they need that platinum cast. All right, they walk with a limp, but that does not what they coming in the hospital for. They coming for a heart transplant.
Mm-hmm.
But you see that they're limping, so you automatically prescribe for a diagnosis. And I think that's a lot of the problems that we see when it comes to being a reader and being a doer. See, the thing about it is, when you be a true doer, when you read, we got to stop understanding that it's not for us to fight one another. The fight is within yourself. That's
yeah.
the fight. The fight is within yourself. Here's the reality. 100% of us don't agree with one another. Identical twins, at some point in time, they're just not going to agree with one another. Us as human beings, we're so, God blessed us so with a thing called individuality. We are our own being. I don't care how cool you are. I don't care how connected you are with somebody. At some point in time, you are going to disagree. The thing is, how much can you handle the disagreement? Now, when you find the flaws in yourself, when you do read this word and understand that you have these flaws within yourself, what you have to realize is some of us might say, well, it seems like I'm a terrible person for this. No, that don't mean you're a terrible person. You still got to, you can still be awesome. That don't mean that you lost it. No, you can be an awesome person, but this is what you still have to work on. So everything in that word, when you read the Bible, is for you to apply it to yourself. And when you apply it to yourself to get yourself better, then that person applies to themselves to get themselves better. We concentrate on other people more than we do ourselves, which the problem was still going to stand. Because we feeling like it's not for us anymore, because we already got it. We feel we got it because we know what the scriptures say. That's the problem. scriptures say. I wear the Jesus piece. I go to church every 5 minutes. I got a bed in the church, sleep in the church. I wake up in the church. I know all the songs. I pray longer than anybody. I fast longer than everybody. I'm in the pastor loves me. I'm cool with the pastor. Okay. But that doesn't mean you're actually doing what the words say. That's what we have to understand. You may follow all the rituals, but that don't mean that you're actually obedient to what the word is saying, because it's supposed to be for you. And I think that's what we got to start understanding. It ain't for you to fight back the person that you see in front of you who loves you. Koshay?
So I can attest to that. I can actually, I love to be transparent and share a bit of, kind of my story as it pertains to just life in general. As you guys listen this week, I can tell you this week got the best of me. And as you were talking, Coach David, it just was very familiar. This week got the best of me. And I love the fact that, like you said, when you know the word, you can identify with what you're supposed to do, not just being a hearer, but being a doer. And here's the reality, for those of you who are listening tonight, that because you may get into a slum doesn't mean that you're not necessarily being a doer or you're not hearing properly. It's okay to be in a slump. Just don't stay there. God deals with each person in a way, or even if it's just you dealing with yourself, deal with yourself in a way where you understand what happens and what has happened, and knowing that, that there's some refuge. And so, again, thank God for people like Coach David, who ended up being refuge in my time of need, and other family members, of course, who were there for my time in my time of need, and me just understanding the word. But like we're talking about tonight, it's not just about knowing the word. It's about executing, implementing, and actually doing what the word is calling us to do. When you do that, then you start to remember who you are. You start to really identify with who you truly are, not who you made yourself up to be, but who you truly are. But here's the reality. It hurts. It absolutely 100% hurts. But that's when the doing has to come in. Nobody likes going outside to take their trash out, right? Nobody likes having to go outside and do all the grass cutting, do the power washing. Nobody likes having to get up to go to the grocery store. There's some doing that has to happen in order for things to work. Nobody truly likes having to go through the things they go through in relationships. But the reality of it is you just have to put the work in. And for those of us who say we believe that the word is true, better believe that you're going to be tested on the word. And you're not going to get it right 100%. I'm a tester. You're not going to get it right 100% of the time. But understand that because you understand the word, being a doer of it will put you right back in place.
Absolutely. The beautiful part about it, Koshay, is that the Bible actually speaks on that. It says that we all, it didn't say some, it said we all fall short from the glory of God. Why do it say we all fall short from the glory of God? Meaning we can never meet up to God's standards. Never. We're going to fall short at some point in time. So even when we are doer of the word, we only do it to the best of our ability of where we're at. Because every day is a growth process. Every day. You're just not going to always get it right. One thing about Michael Jordan, he did not hit every basket. He did not make every dunk. He won the dunk contest, which made him the slam dunk champion. But guess what? Michael Jordan did not make every dunk that he attempted. Why? Because that's just how human beings are. So you can walk in it men and women of God, kings and queens, understand, even when you're walking, you can only walk so far. You can only walk so far. You guys are so awesome. You guys are so beautiful, so loving, caring. Just don't stop shining. Just keep striving. And you know what? Your fellow man, and you see the flaws in them, it should never make you angry. It should make you more, like, subject to love them even harder. Because evidently they're there in that same presence trying to get something and trying to be better than who they once was. They're acknowledging that they have a flaw. They're acknowledging that they have an issue. So why would you jump on them? They need you to caress their spirit. They don't need to be beat up on. But let me tell you why. They have beat themselves up for a long time. And for y'all, and for those who walk in it, understand that the walk is necessary to encourage other people in their walk. That's all. Somebody might not be where you're at, but they may have something that you don't have. You might not use profanity. You might not smoke. You might not drink. But guess what? They may be a little bit more patient than you. They might not have the finances, none of that. And you might not see them the big bad person, the best person in the church, but you know what? They may be free-hearted. They share. And patient. And those are some of the things that you may not have. Therefore, we should never look down on anyone. Only thing you should do is look up and know that you're great. Just keep walking in your greatness. Because all of us have greatness in us. We don't have to focus on what we disagree on. We can focus on what we agree on. Is that God made us in his image and his likeness, meaning we all have some greatness. Let's just encourage each other to go towards it. Let's just encourage each other to go towards it. And this is my goal. For those who are just being a reader and not a doer, this is me giving you the hard truth, but in love, because I want you to grow. Do I have it all together? Absolutely not. I talk to me more than I talk to anyone. I'm talking to me first. I'm just sharing the message with you. That's about it. So with that being said, shout out to all the artists, DB Jr., The Jewel, Miss Alma E. Neely, my main man, William G. Will, DJ G. Will Faulkner, Coach Shay Samuels, myself, Coach David Benton. We all Beyond the Fence on Beyond the Radio. Shout out to Elation family. And listen, y'all come back next Sunday. Go to our website, beyondthefence.org. That is BEYONDAFENCE.org. Go to it. You will not regret it. Go to our YouTube page. You will not regret it. And just come. Have fun with us and enjoy. And let's live life. Coach Shay, you got anything to say before we go out?
No, shout out to all the Elation family and all the listeners. And again, we hope that this episode blessed you all tonight.
That's right. So with that being said, we love y'all. Good night. And we hope you enjoy it. So where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at?
You're the guy to say a prayer for my friend. Call me up the other morning, 4 a.m. several nights, and he's calling me to help him on his way. If I didn't mind, could I stay on the phone and pray? So I walk into the living room, and Lord, this is what I said to you, cause you're the only way. Could barely hold my eyes. Then my boss, he called me in the office by surprise. To myself, oh Lord, I put this in your hands. And with the fear, I went to him, said, here I am. Close the door, I know that you're a praying man. My heart is heavy and I'm in need of counseling. I think I'm about to lose the love of my life. The doctor says she's ill, but I can't lose my wife.
Your blessings down, pour your blessings down.